Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Inside Scoop Live. Hi, this is Irene Watson, and I am your host for today. Today, I'm just really, really delighted to be speaking on the phone all the way from Corpus Christi, Texas, to Dr. Michelle Castro. She is the author of Get Your Career on the Fast Track, a Navigational Guide for the Modern Manager. And Michelle has just got this fantastic bio that I would like to share with you, the listeners. She is a self-empowerment expert, and she is also known as a soul coach because she delves deep into her client psyche to shed light on what is longing to be seen and expressed. Wow. She is also the founder and principal of Get Smart and Bright Light Coaching, a professional training, coaching, and publishing company. Her work as a spiritual entrepreneur, author, speaker, coach, and also modern philosopher has resulted in her international recognition as an expert in the field of self-help and spiritual development. So obviously you know why I'm really happy to be interviewing her today. One of her purposes in life is to empower millions of people from all over the world to attract more success and happiness by learning to graduate from their default place to their divine life. Very impressive there too, so I'm glad that we have a lot of listeners listening to this. Dr. Michelle is a highly sought-after speaker and media expert. She speaks to people all around the world on subjects ranging from interpersonal relationships, career advancement, life purposes, stress management, success strategies, practical spirituality, and creative life design. She is the author of the renowned Get Smart book series, dozens of e-books on life empowerment, and hundreds of articles that have been broadly advertised in publications like Cosmopolitan, Atlanta Journal, Constitution, The Caller Times, and she's been on numerous television and radio shows. I know that she's got a really heavy schedule, and she attends to a lot of clients where actually her client base is very exclusive. She teaches them innovative and experiential educational curriculum designed to help them achieve everyday enlightenment and empowers them to become bright lights in the world. Wow. Well, thanks for taking the time from your busy schedule and being with us today, Michelle.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to do what I love.
Oh, well, you know, I mean, I'm telling the audience all the things about you, and I'm just like really realizing how fortunate we are to have you with us. So I think, you know, just looking through all your materials that you have, your books, your knowing that you do all kinds of coaching, it's obviously you come from a lot of background experience, personal experience yourself. So tell me, how did this career get started for you personally?
Well, the easy short answer is I could not really figure out what I wanted to be when I grew up. And so when I was in graduate school back in Carolina, I was studying to work with college students, and so I did a practicum internship at the Career Counseling Center and figured that would be a good way for me to get my own career figured out, and decided that I loved working with students and helping them decide on a career path, and taught some classes around it, and really that was my first job out of graduate school, was as a career counselor working with university students. And so, yeah, we often teach what we need to know, and from there, it really launched into my writing career. I always, not even half jokingly, really seriously, I write about everything I need to learn about. So those people who will research me a little bit, I mean, every book came out when I was learning about, my first book was on relationships, so I was trying to figure out what that whole realm of life is about, and then I put a book out on careers and then stress management. And so once I kind of knew that I was a writer and that really came to me, I didn't sit down to say I was going to be a writer and never really even studied writing in my four-year degrees. But after I stepped into it, it really started a floodgate of creativity and a lot of things started flowing through me. And then also I found out about career coaching back in Atlanta around 2000, I guess, and I knew immediately that that was where I needed to be, because coaching really helps people look at what they want and helps to develop a smart strategy to get there very quickly and easily. And it's the rest is history. It's just been a wonderful journey.
You know, there's always this adage, and I'm going way back and maybe aging myself here, but way, way back, it was really important to get out of school, out of college, university, whatever, and get a secure job, something like one of, you know, what comes to mind is IBM. And so because it was security, you were going to be there for 30 years, you were going to get all the benefits, and then you would be able to retire.
My, how times have changed. Yes, we're not like that anymore.
Let's talk about how those times have changed.
Yeah, it's been, you know, a relatively quick amount of time. It's interesting because this book, Get Your Career on the Fast Track, was first my second book that came out in 2000. It was titled Get Smart About Modern Career Development. And it's funny because many of the things that I wrote about that were predictions at that time are now starting to come true. For example, in the 21st century, you know, the modern world of work, self-employment and small business development, I said, will become more the norm than big business. And I said also that career changes would be more frequent due to those rapidly changing organizations and industries. And really, I think right now people want more meaning. They want the money, yes, but they're seeking more meaning from their work. And so security really, you know, Mark Twain said there is no security in life, only opportunity. So with all the downsizings and right-sizing and upsides, all these things that go on, so many doors are closed. But I often say that those days that when one door opens, is that's a good day, because then you can actually start looking at what you really want to do, not what you happen to have fallen into. See, life's just like anything else, careers in particular, people often default into it. They fall into something because maybe their parents told them to do that, or, I mean, believe me, in the college setting, I could not believe the reasons why some students would tell me why they chose majors or career paths. It wasn't based on anything that was coming from inside them. It was from some external form of validation or what someone told them. So what I have really come to love about what I do is I help people look within for what they want to do so that they can keep up with the changing times. And yes, you can still look for traditional forms of work, but I teach to be flexible and fluid with it, because the changes are happening, and the more that you know yourself and are able to adapt to the situation, the more you can navigate. And really, I often really look at people's purpose, because if you know what your purpose is, then the changes and the U-turns that come along the career highway aren't so challenging. So,
yeah, you know, what you just said about how important it is that we really need to look within ourselves. What is it that we want? And what you had just mentioned, you know, the reason that so many students are in college and going on a career track is because it's been passed down for generations. And that is so untrue now for the 21st century. And, you know, I have to add something to that, too. Fun.
Yes.
Your work has to be fun.
It used to be that we just thought it could be fun. Now we know it's supposed to be fun. In fact, one of my favorite quotes about careers is from Confucius. And he said, choose a job you love and you'll never work another day in your life. And that's so true, Irene, right?
Yes.
So I know you're a writer, and I bet when you're writing and you're doing things that you love, time just flows.
Oh, no kidding. 10 hours later, it's like, what happened? I forgot to have my water.
And that is what I believe. When we do what we love,
yes,
not only do we surrender to our inner self, but I believe that other people benefit so strongly. That's one of the firmest beliefs that I say the reason why to do the inner work, to look at what you really want to do, is because when you are on purpose with yourself and you're doing what you love, that love and passion helps everyone else.
Michelle, you refer to the term smart career decision making.
Mm-hmm.
Explain that, what that really means. What does one person have to do to make that smart decision?
Well, it's three things, really. One is to raise your self-awareness. And, you know, self-knowledge is essential to anything that we do. If we know who we are, what our strengths are, what our personality is, you know, what we like to do, who we like to work with, that is a lot of good information. That's very important. That's the first part of the get smart, if you will, decision-making process, is to know yourself, be very self-aware. then I'm a strong believer and advocate for following our intuition, and that is our inner guidance system, if you will tell us the direction that we're meant to go. And often the signs and synchronicities are there, but we have to be tuned in and we have to honor them, because we will be led in the right direction then. But so many times people get stuck here because they're following their ego or they're following some kind of external system that really gets them lost because they're looking for something, and they're looking in the wrong place. So when we look within, our inner guidance system will get us there. And then finally, it's also practicing what I call active reflection, which is thinking about thinking. So it's like you journal, you do self-awareness exercises, you get coaching. You know, you're actively questioning your own mindset and your own set of beliefs, because our beliefs create our reality. And if you're just if you just walk through life with unexamined thoughts, you will get what I often call a default life. But if you're willing to examine and look at your beliefs and thoughts and actions and question them, you will tend to make more smarter decisions, particularly with your career.
You know, this is so true, and I know many post-career coaching and people that advocate career changes don't look at the looking within themselves. And I'm so glad to hear that from you, because that is so important. But taking that little step further, I know that there is a lot of fear to trust your own intuition. Mm-hmm. And so how do you suggest that we get past that fear and, like, really listen to within and not know it's just chatter or, you know, fear, and it's all this what-ifs come into play?
Whenever we play the what-if game, when it goes in the negative direction, I always say, well, let's play the what-if game on the positive direction. So what if it all goes terribly wrong? Well, what if it goes all terribly, wonderfully right, mm-hmm. and you are successful beyond belief, and what if you touch a million lives, and what if? So that's where that outside perspective, a coach, to check out your own ideas, because, you know, as Einstein said, the thinking that created the issue cannot be the thinking that uncreates it, because basically you keep cycling your own set of thoughts. So that is why an outside perspective, somebody who's not attached to you, family or friends, because love them as much as we can, they kind of have an agenda for us.
Oh, yes.
So we really need somebody who's not has an attachment to the outcome of our own lives. That's one. And I also wanted to kind of toss in there one of my ideas that I love about fear is that fear is just really a lack of understanding. You know, I'll give you a recent example from my own life. You know, I have been in fear of changing my servers, and, you know, I have several websites and all of that, and I'm not exactly super technically intelligent. I have other set of skills. And so recently I have been working with someone who's helped me with that. Now, granted, he did a lot of the work, but he wasn't afraid of doing it, and it was, like, no big deal. But the reason why it took me so long to get to it was because I didn't have an understanding of what it would take. The same thing holds true for people who are making a career change. They fear success. Mm-hmm. They fear change because they don't understand it. But if you've got somebody, like I hired somebody who had the map or the guide to do what I needed to be done, same thing is that people, the smart people, the successful people that I've met many, they know that mentoring and coaching is the key to success, because you, if you want to get somewhere, have to be willing to admit that you maybe don't know. And maybe there's somebody who does know, and if you can work with them and learn from them, they will teach you what you don't know. Therefore, you will not have a lack of understanding anymore, and you can get where you're going. Make sense?
Oh, it makes, yes, very much it makes sense, of course. So, okay, here we are, we get past the fears, we finally got it, we're going to listen to our intuition, we decide what it is that we really want to do, and I'm going to throw in, and it's going to be fun, then what?
Then we have to get into action, because life is all about change and evolving ourselves. I really believe that. You know, one thing we can count on is change, and if you have done all that work and you've gained clarity and you've committed to a direction, well, of course, the next thing is to take the action. And again, this would be a stopping point for many people because, again, going back to our original idea that, you know, change requires change, we have to do something different. Because if we keep doing what we've always done, we'll get the same results. So, again, I cannot overemphasize coaching enough, that coaching gets you into action. And now here's the distinction I like to make, too. A good, qualified, excellent coach, or anybody for that matter, doesn't emphasize action for action's sake. We talk about inspired action, so that it's coming from the inner place of inspiration so that you're taking the right action at the right time. Otherwise, I see people on a hamster wheel taking a bunch of action, sending the resumes out here, doing this, doing that, but it's not on purpose, if you will. So there's a big distinction. We want to do inspired action with a purpose.
You know, yeah, as I'm sitting here listening to you, purpose, that is such an important thing, too.
And we'll be back with more Inside Scoop Live after these important announcements.
Hi there. Are you looking for new ways to promote your book? Why not consider being interviewed live? With the huge impact internet radio as well as podcasting is making in our society, your voice can now be heard.